愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天下午我们继续来从希伯来书来学一些属灵的教训。
This afternoon, we'll continue our studies in the book of Hebrews。
有时候我们常常会想，信耶稣以后，我也得圣灵，罪也得赦免，那到底我要做什么？
Many times we are very satisfied with receiving just the Holy Spirit and baptism. What is the next step that we should do in our spiritual journey?
所以有的人就觉得还好像没有什么事情可以做。
Some people think that that is it. There is nothing else that they need to strive for in their spiritual life.
但是如果我们回到圣经来找答案。
However, if we return to the Bible to search for the answer,
我们受洗以后有一个很重要的目标。
After we have been baptized, there is a very important goal we must pursue after.
我们看第六章，希伯来书第六章。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1.
所以我们应该离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑，信靠神，第二节，各样洗礼、按手之礼、使人复活以及永远审判，各等教训。
Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance.From dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment.
这里说我们要离开基督道理的开端。
Here it states that we have to leave the elementary principles of Christ.
然后竭力进到完全的地步。
And let us go on to perfection.
这个就是我们的目标。
And this is our goal.
我们受洗以后要竭力进到完全的地步。
After we have been baptized, let's strive to go on to perfection.
那要怎么做？
How can we strive to do this?
第六章我们刚刚读第一节说要离开基督道理的开端。
And here it says that we must first, leave the elementary principles of Christ.
那这个基督的道理的开端是什么？
And what is the elementary principles of Christ?
如果以实际来讲，就是我们慕道时候所听的道理。
And these are the things that we have learned as a true seeker coming to Christ.
我们一般现在要受洗都要十大信条，我们需要一课一课这样上课上过。
For our new true seekers, we need to go through the 10 basic belief classes in order to be qualified to be baptized.
这个就是我们信仰的根基。
The 10 basic beliefs is the foundation of our faith.
我们真耶稣教会就建立在这个共信之道上面。
This is the foundation of the True Jesus Church basic beliefs.
那再来就是我们会上十条诫命。
We will also study the 10 commandments of God.
十条诫命的前四条是我们跟神的关系。
The first four commandments are our, obedience to God.
那后面六条是我们跟人的关系。
A relationship with God, and the last six regards our relationship with people.
So, 一共加起来二十条。
And so there is a total of 20.
那如果我们都能够接受。
And if we can receive all these 20 beliefs.
我们也决定一生要靠着神的帮助来遵守，那我们就可以洗礼。
And if we determine to rely on the power of Holy Spirit to keep all these 20 rules, then we can go on to perfection.
那这个叫做道理的开端。
And to receive baptism, and so this is called the elementary principles of faith.
那如果我们信主很久，还要重新再来上课，你第几条不了解，复活还不了解，再来上课，那就没有离开基督道理的开端。
However, if we have been long-term believers, but yet we still am not very clear about our basic beliefs, for example, we are still confused about the resurrection, then we have not left the elementary principles of Christ.
所以那个应该是慕道的几十年前就已经我就明白了，就已经相信了。
These basic beliefs should be something that we have already studied when we first sought the truth.
所以这个第二节说各样的洗礼。
So in verse 2 it says all types of baptisms.
怎么会讲各样的呢？圣经不是说一洗吗？
Why does it say the doctrine of baptisms in plural? Doesn't the Bible say there is only one baptism?
我们如果看使徒行传，以弗所书，以弗所教会信徒洗礼两次。
We understand in the book of Acts there was two types of baptisms.
第一次洗礼叫做悔改的洗。
The first type of baptism they had was the baptism of repentance.
啊，第二次洗礼叫做赦罪的洗。
The second type of baptism was called the baptism for remission of sins.
那如果我们信主很久，这个两个洗礼还要再解释一次，那我们还停留在基督道理的开端。
And if we have believed in Christ for a long time, yet we still do not understand the difference between these two baptisms, then we have not left the elementary principles of Christ.
所以有时候我们跟一些朋友在谈道理。
And so when we study the truth with some friends,
特别是其他教会的信徒。
Especially Christians from other churches.
那谈到最后，我们连对自己的信仰都有一点混淆。
If after our discussion we become doubtful about our own faith,
那就我们就没有离开基督道理的开端。
That means that we have not left the elementary principles of Christ.
我们应该是态度很坚定，信仰很清楚，跟他解释。
So we should be very immovable in our faith, should be very clear in our understanding, so we can explain to others and defend our faith.
那接下去就是按手之礼。
Here it talks about the laying on of hands.
那使人复活。
Of the resurrection of the dead,
永远审判
and of the eternal judgment.
这个都是我们慕道的时候就开始
在谈的道理。All these principles are things that we have learned as a truth seeker to this church.
那我们要离开基督道理的开端。
So we must leave these elementary stage of Christ.
那才能够进到完全的地步。
So we can go on to perfection.
那怎么能够让我们进到完全的地步？
So how can we go on to perfection?
我们现在回来看第五章。
Let's turn back to chapter 5.
第五章十二节。
Verse 12.
看你们学习的功夫，本应该做师傅，谁知道还有人将圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且你们成了那必须吃奶不能够吃干粮的人。
Verse 12, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food.
有时候我们信了很久。
And sometimes we have already been believers quite a long time.
我们本来应该变老师啊。
We should be teachers by now.
那每一个要来慕道，我都可以坐下来就翻圣经跟他解释。信是怎么一回事？
Anyone who comes to visit our church, we should be able to turn the Bible and to show them what we believe.
但是好像我们还没有达到那个地步。
But it seems that we have not yet reached that stage.
所以这里说还需要用圣言小学的开端来教导你们。
And so we still have to be taught by the first principles of the oracles of God.
那下面说成了必须吃奶不能够吃干粮的人。
We come to need milk and not solid food.
因此，如果我们要长大成熟，不能够只吃奶。
So if we want to go on to spiritual maturity, we cannot just take milk.
我们当过父母都知道，小孩子生下来开始就吃奶。
As parents, we know that our children will first take milk.
那接下去就吃小孩子遇到预备比较软的食物。
Then they will take on the baby foods.
那接下去到一个程度就吃大人吃的。
After that, they will take on the solid food of the adults.
那这样他才能够长大。
And this way they can grow on to become an adult.
他才能够成为一个有力量的人。
So they can have strength.
那下面说不能吃干粮。
It says here you cannot just for these type of people they cannot take solid food.
因此如果我们要长大要吃干粮。
And so if we already grown up but we cannot.We have to eat solid food.
你如果把那个干粮给小孩子吃，他就卡住了。
Because if you give solid food to a child, they will, to a baby, they might choke.
那有的就不能呼吸就死掉了。
And some of them may not be able to breathe and they'll die.
所以有时候我们虽然信主很久，有一些道理我们听不下去。
And so even though we may have been long-time believers, there are some.Doctrines that we are unable to accept.
讲的人也不敢讲。
And these doctrines are also afraid to be touched on by speakers.
不是道理本身不对。
It is not that this truth is not correct.
这是干粮。
But it is a solid food that is hard to take.
长大的人才吃得下去。
Only those who are mature can abide by it.
那吃下去，他的灵性就变很健壮。
And after they partake of the solid food, then they will grow strong in their spirit.
所以有时候我们常常发现这个我们的聚会，如果只是听 feel good 让你听得很舒服这个道理， 当然这也很好，很多道理是很好的。
Now, sometimes we may desire only those feel-good sermons. Of course, this is also good.
但是如果只是听这样的道理，
But if we only listen to the sermons that we like,
你过了几年里面找不到一个信徒能够长大来承担教会的圣工。
Then it will be very difficult to find believers in a few years that can really carry on the baton of faith.
那你如果对一个特定的一个小群呢、啊，天天就是在讲这个 feel good 的道理。
And so if you start to pastor a group of people all with all this feel good teachings,
那过了几年，这个群体里面呢，找不到一个长大成熟可以承担重量的人。
Then you'll find that in a few years in this group, there will be no mature believers among this group.
哦，所以这个吃干粮啊，这需要的。吃干粮是需要的。
And so we need to partake of the solid food that we may not like.
就是凡是圣经里面出来的。
It is any gospel, any truth that is from the scripture.
只要解释是正确的。
As long as well grounded in the truth.
虽然我不想听，我不愿，我听起来不是很舒服。
And though we may not like to hear such gospel.
但是我们吃得下去，我们就是长大成人。
But we are willing to receive it.And once we receive it, then we will grow to maturity.
好，那到底什么叫做干粮？
And so what are the solid food of today?
我们看第五章十三节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 13.
好，凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby.
十四节。
Verse 14.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮。他们的心窍练习得通达，就能够分辨好歹。
But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
这个十三节就讲得很清楚。
And so here in verse 13 says,
只能够吃奶的，他就是不熟练仁义的道理。
One who takes of the milk is someone who's unskilled in the word of righteousness.
可见干粮就是。仁义的道理。
And so, the
solid food,
就
是仁义的道理。
It is the word of righteousness.
Yeah, yeah, 就这样。好，就是说，让我们听了之后，我们的想法、我们的讲法、我们的生活，都在神面前，神会看我们是对的。那这个道理就是叫做干粮。
So the solid food is word of righteousness that no matter how we think, we say, we do, it is righteous in the front of God, and that is solid food.
那这个奶跟干粮还有一个特别，就是我们吃奶的道理，大部分是告诉我们我们可以得什么。
So another differentiation between milk and solid food is milk is always talking about the blessings we can receive in the grace of Christ.
我信耶稣，我能得什么？
What kind of things can we obtain from believing in Christ?
我来教会，我能得什么？
And what can we obtain from coming to church?
当然，这个听起来很舒服啊。
And so this type of milk-like teaching is very comfortable to listen to.
得平安。
We receive peace.
得喜乐。
We receive joy.
得恩典。
We receive blessings.
得力量。
We receive strength.
得智慧。
We receive wisdom,
得永生,
receive eternal life.
当然这都是好的。
And all these are good.
但是熟练仁义的道理就不只是这样而已。
But the one who's skilled in the word of righteousness is not just stopping at this point.
这个熟练仁义的道理就是标准在这里，那我们要改变来适合这个标准。
The word of righteousness sets the standard that we must pursue after, and we will change ourselves to be able to accomplish this righteousness.
所以有的信徒到教会里面来听一听之后，这个道理太深了。
And so some believers may come to church and say, "Oh, this gospel is too hard for us to accept."
太理想，标准太高。
It is too ideal. It is too perfect.
就表示说，我做不到。
It is something that is unattainable.
好，但是只要从圣经来的。
But whatever truth is preached from the scripture.
这个就是神设定我们要追求的目标。
It is the goals that God has set for us to achieve.
那如果我们没有去努力，
If we do not strive after these goals,
我们信主很久，我还是我。
Then no matter how long we have been believers, then we remain as the way we are.
我们不会改变的。
We will not transform.
道理的标准在那里。
Even though the word of righteousness has set a high standard for us.
但是我吃不下去，我不能改变，所以我还是我。
But we are unable to digest that word. We're unable to change. And so we remain as the status we are.
但是如果这个道理我能够接受。
But today, if we're able to receive the solid food,
变成我观念里面的一部分,
so that it becomes part of my values,
好，然后我愿意靠神帮助啊，让我自己能够达到那个目标。
And if I'm willing to rely on the Holy Spirit so that God can help me to achieve this goal,
那个叫做进到完全。
Then that is to strive to perfection.
啊，但是要改变自己常常是很困难的。
But it is very difficult to change ourselves.
要天天跪着要祷告。
Because every day we'll have to kneel a long time in prayer.
神啊，我这里不好，我那里不好。
We'll have to confess to the Lord, Lord, we are weak in this, we are weak in that.
我立志了一千次，我一千次都做不到。
Even though I have determined a thousand times I have failed.
哇，神啊，我算不了什么，你来改变我。
God, I am useless and weak. Please change me.
所以要经过很多的祷告。
So it depends on many tears and cryings.
那一直祷告被神的能力充满，我们真的有一个变化。
And prayer before the Lord so that the Lord himself will transform us.
那这样叫做长大。
And that way we can grow.
所以这个是有一个过程，有一个代价要付出去的。
Into maturity, and so in order to grow to maturity, we must give of ourselves. There is a price to be paid.
这就是神对我们的期待。
And this is the expectation that God has on each of us today.
每一个人的信仰要成长。
Everyone's faith must grow.
要达到圣经里面所要我们达到的目标。
We must achieve that standard that the Bible has set for us.
哦，那十四节最后一句话。
Verse 14 says,
说心窍练习得通达，就能分辨好歹。
And the solid food belongs to those who are full age, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
所以当这个干粮一吃下去，我们就对错分得很清楚。
After we have partaken of the solid food and received it, we can then discern our senses, what is good and evil.
我们先来看第四章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章的十二节。
Verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的利剑更快，甚至灵魂骨髓都能够刺入破开，连心中的意念主意都能够辨明。
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
十三节。
Verse 13.
并且被造的没有一样在他的面前不是显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关的面前都是赤露敞开的。
And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
人在人面前有秘密。
In front of other people, we have our secrets.
但是人在神面前是赤露敞开的。
But when we face the presence of God, we are naked and everything is exposed.
我们的过去。
All our past.
我们的现在。
All our present.
我们的未来。
All our future.
神都知道。
God knows.
我们的心思意念。
Whatever is our thoughts in our heart.
我们的动机。
Our motives.
我们讲的话。
Whatever we say.
我们的私生活。
Well, our secret lives.
我们的行为。
Our actions and deeds,
神都知道,
God knows,
是赤露敞开的。
Everything has been pierced and laid open before the eyes of God.
那我们怎么能够看到我自己跟神看我一样?
How are we able to view ourselves through the eyes of God?
这个是很重要一点。
This is very important to understand.
如果我们能够看到自己跟神看到我一样,
If we are able to view ourselves in the same way that God views us,
第一个我们会很谦卑。
Then we will become very humble.
哦，原来我是这样。
First of all, and so then we realize the state we are in.
第二个我们才开始会进步。
Secondly, then we'll pursue to grow.
那如果我们用自己的标准看自己。
However, if we view ourselves according to our own standards,
我们常常会觉得我没有问题。
Then we could be pretty satisfied with our status quo.
因为我是用自己的标准看自己。
Because we are measuring ourselves by our own standards.
那当我们觉得我没有问题，我就不会进步了，因为没有问题还进步吗？
If we are very content with the way we are, there is no progress that we will make onto maturity.
我们会进步是因为我觉得我有问题。
We only advance in our spirituality only when we discern we have problems.
我跟神的标准有一段距离。
We realize that we fall short of the standard and glory of God.
那了解自己，这才是进步的开始。
And so if we can understand ourselves, this is the beginning of wisdom.
那要怎么了解自己？
How can we understand ourselves?
十二节讲啊，神的话是活泼，是有功效的。
And verse 12 says, God's word is living and powerful.
这里说比两刃的利剑更快。
sharper than any two-edged sword.
灵魂、骨头、骨髓，都连心中的意念都能够辨明。
It will divide the soul and spirit, even our thoughts and intentions of our heart.
所以一个人要认识自己，需要有一个从神来那个两刃的利剑让他进去。
And for a person to truly know oneself, they need the word of God, that sharp, double-edged sword to pierce our heart.
当初彼得在正道。
At that time when Peter was giving a sermon,
因为被圣灵充满,
when he was filled with the Holy Spirit,
神的话像两刃的利剑进到人的心里面,
the word of God was like a double-edged sword that pierced the hearts of men.
他非常受感动,
he was very touched.
问彼得说, 那我怎么做?
The people were very touched to the heart, cut to the heart, and they asked Peter what we should do.
彼得讲得很清楚啊, 悔改啊。
And Peter simply said, repent.
谁愿意悔改?
Whoever wants to repent,
悔改代表我有罪啊。
They will be able to admit and confess their own sins.
而且我要改变了。
And they will change.
但是三千个人真的悔改。
And it was not easy for 3,000 people that day to seek to change.
所以约翰一书里面才说，我们如果说自己没有罪，我们自己欺骗自己。
So 1 John says that if we say that we do not have sin, we have deceived ourselves.
那下面说，神的话就不在我们里面，真理就不在我们里面。
And then it goes on to say, then the truth is not in us.
为什么这样说?
Why does it say that?
因为当那个神的标准，那个两刃利剑进到我们里面。
Because when the double-edged sword of God comes into our heart,
我们的动机，我们做事情对错就很清楚。
Then our motives and our actions are very clear before God.
那罪就跑出来了。
And then the sin becomes apparent.
那我们努力把这个罪拿掉，这个就是成长。
And if we strive to remove the sin and weakness from our side, then that is growing in our maturity.
所以成长的过程是包括很多的悔改。
And so to be able to mature in Christ involves a lot of repentance.
很多的悔改是因为神的话进到里面显露了我们的罪。
And a lot of repentance comes from the bitter tears of realizing our sins and weaknesses from the word of God.
那神的话进到里面会显露我们的罪，这个叫做仁义的道理。
When the word of righteousness enters in our heart, it will cast a light into our dark souls.
所以真正的平安从哪里来?
And then we'll receive what is called a true peace.
昨天晚上我们有读以赛亚书。
Last night we studied what is true peace in Isaiah.
公义的结果就是平安。
It is the result of the truth of righteousness.
那公义是什么?
And what is that righteousness?
在神的标准是对的。
Whatever is righteous in front of God's sight.
所以当神的话进到我们里面,
and so when the word of God enters into our heart,
罪跑出来,
the sin becomes apparent.
我们悔改,
we repent.
神赦免我们,
God forgives our sins.
神帮助我们,
God helps us overcome our weakness.
改变我们的个性,
transforms our personality.
改变我们的生活方式,
changes our lifestyle and character.
改变我们生活的, 讲话的形态,
changes the way we speak.
当我们离开了罪,
and then when we depart from the sin,
那个就是公义,
we become righteous.
离开了罪, 那个心就是神要住的地方。
Apart from sin is the place where God is willing to dwell and abide with us.
离开了罪, 那个家庭就是神要住的地方。
Apart from sin is where that family will receive the abidance of God.
那神住在里面就有平安。
And when God dwells in that family, there will be peace.
所以祷告求神平安, 当然这个是很好。
And so even though we may pray for peace in the family, that is good.
但是如果我们心里有罪，不把它拿掉。
But if we do not first remove that sin in our heart,
我们的家庭有罪，不把它拿掉。
If we do not first remove the sin from our family,
没有公义的地方就没有神。
There will be no place of righteousness for God to dwell.
没有神的地方就没有平安。
If there is no God dwelling there, there will be no peace.
神跟罪是不能够共存的。
Because God cannot abide with sin.
所以公义的结果就是平安。
And so the result of righteousness is peace.
因此信仰不断的追求。
And so the end result of continual striving in spirit.
让我们的生活离开神的道越来越近。
So that we can draw closer and closer to the standard of righteousness.
神越来越与我们同在。
The standard of truth and God will continue to abide with us
more. 与我们的教会同在。
To abide more with our church.
我们就发现平安就在这里。
Then we continue to experience even more abundant peace.
喜乐就在这里。
And we experience fullness of joy.
教会的吸引力是神的同在。
The attraction of a church is the abidance of God.
神的同在的地方一定要有公义。
Wherever God abides, there must be righteousness.
如果神同在，
If God is here with us,
我们来了不想走。
Then when we come here, we do not want to leave.
我们走了还会想来。
When we leave, we want to come home.
因为神同在的地方是好的。
Because where God abides is a wonderful place.
所以我们要追求。
And so we must continue to strive.
追求要从神的话开始。
To start from the word of God.
要来领受仁义的道理。
To receive this word of righteousness.
让这个道理进到我的内心来显露。我的黑暗里面
to allow this word of righteousness to lighten our souls so we can see our dark spots.
这个过程可能是很痛苦
and this process may be very painful.
很多的悔改
and involves a lot of repentance.
很多的流泪
and a lot of crying and tears.
但是这个结果是神的同在
but the result is the abidance of God.
是平安跟喜乐
it is peace and joy.
是丰盛的恩典
it is full of grace.
所以希伯来书告诉我们要追求
And richness in Christ. And so Hebrews tells us to never give up, to continue to pursue.
要离开道理的开端。
To leave the elementary principles of Christ.
要熟练仁义的道理。
To receive the word of righteousness.
这样叫做进到完全。
And to go on to perfection.
好，那我们先来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
好，以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第四章
Chapter 4
11节
Verse 11
以弗所书第四章11节
Ephesians Chapter 4 Verse 11
他所事的有使徒有先知有传福音有牧师跟教师12节
Verse 12
为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体13节
Verse 13
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督的身量
And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这个地方在告诉我们教会要怎样成长。
And here it describes the process for church to grow.
那成长的教会看起来像什么？
And what does a mature church look like?
其实圣经给我们一个非常清楚的指示。
And so here is a very clear direction from the Bible.
十一节讲神在教会里面设立各种不同恩赐的工人。
Now God himself will set certain to be all different types of ministers.
所以十二节就是要装备圣徒。
In order to equip the saints.
让每一个人能够尽他的责任，他的本分。
So that they can all use their gifts to the body of Christ.
这样来建立基督的身体。
To work in the ministry and to edify the body of Christ.
所以我们每一个人在教会要发挥神让我们要做的本分。
So every one of us must accomplish the will and mission that God has personally set for us.
比方说联恩布道会要到。
For example, the spiritual convocation is at hand.
当然招布道牧道者我们本身也要来。
And if we want to take care of truth seekers, we ourselves have to be here.
但是我们教会是一个身体。
And as a church, we are one body.
那联合布道要到，我是身体里面的一部分，到底我的责任是什么？
And as a part of this member of this body, what is my responsibility?
那每一个人看清楚我的责任是什么？
As everyone can recognize their personal role in this body.
那大家努力来准备。
And everyone strive to prepare for the spiritual convocation.
把我们的功用发挥出来。
To shine out and utilize the talents of God.
那我们就发现这个身体在成长。
To edify and grow the body of Christ.
所以每一个人一定要想教会的成长，我的责任是什么？
And so everyone must ponder what is my role in growing this body of Christ.
那我们尽最大的可能去做。
And so we do our best to apply our gifts to this ministry.
那下面
，Following，
我们回来看第四章以弗所书。
And turning back to Ephesians chapter 4.
是三节下半句。
Verse 13, the second half.
认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
Of the knowledge of the Son of God to perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
有时候我们小孩子看不出他爸爸妈妈是谁。
Sometimes we may not know the parents of a child.
但是长大一点就看得出来。
But after we see them grow, we'll be able to recognize whose child they belong to.
因为可能有一部分像爸爸，有一部分像妈妈。
Perhaps they will resemble their mother or their father.
我们是主耶稣的儿子。
But today we are the children of God.
我们里面有主耶稣的生命。
We have the life of Christ within us.
那等我们长大以后，到底看起来像什么？
And when we mature and grow, what do we look like?
看起来就像主耶稣。
We should look like Lord Jesus Christ.
这个叫做长大。
And this is called growing in maturity.
所以信主又不是没有事情做。
And so, as a believer, we should not be without things to do.
雅各书说，我们听道理是对着镜子看自己。
And so James says that when we listen to the gospel, it's like one looking in the mirror.
这个道理到最后就是我们对主耶稣的认识。
And when we look in the mirror, it is to understand, know God.
这个神，认识神的道理很多。
There is many ways to understand the gospel of Christ.
然后用这个知识来对照我们自己。
And to apply this truth into our lives.
然后渐渐来改变我们。
So that we can slowly change and transform.
那到最后我们有基督成长的身量。
So that we will have the image of Christ, stature and fullness within us.
这个叫做长大。
And this is called maturity.
那如果教会里面每个人都有主耶稣的样式。
If everyone in a church could have this, reflect this image of Christ.
有主耶稣的个性。
This maturity of faith in the
主耶稣的想法
character of Christ, the thinking of Christ.
这个就是一个成长的教会。
This will be a growing church.
就是一个荣耀神的教会。
It will be a glorifying church.
这就是我们的目标。
And this is our goal.
那要怎么能够达到这个目标呢？
How can we attain this goal?
我们现在看哥罗西书。
Let's look at Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章
Chapter
3第十节
Verse 10
穿上新人这个新人在知识上渐渐更新正如照他主的形象
And to have put on a new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him
这里说我们要在认识主的形象这个知识来更新我们自己
We must renew ourselves according to the knowledge of the image of Christ.
那主的形象其实就是显在主耶稣的身上，神的形象。
The image of God is reflected in the image of Christ.
所以我们试着对主耶稣这样越认识越来越深。
The deeper that we know Lord Jesus Christ.
那用这样来改变我们自己。
The more we can transform ourselves.
那这个过程叫做长大成熟。
And this.Process is called maturity and growing maturity spiritual.
好，那我们再回到以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的十五节、十四节。
Ephesians 4 verse 14.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计跟欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动。飘来飘去就随从各样的异端
That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting
当我们长大了就不容易受骗
When we are mature we will not be deceived easily
因为已经长大了
Because we have matured
智慧成熟
We are complete in our wisdom
有基督的心在里面
We have the heart of Christ within
看事情看得很清楚
When we look at things we are able to discern
这不是一边随便的什么学说跟理论新的潮流能够改变我们的信仰
And so we will not be carried away by every wind of doctrine or trickery of men
那如果没有长大就很容易受影响信仰摇摆不定
However if we have not yet been mature we will constantly be moved about shaken by the winds of this world
我们再看十六节
Verse 16
十五节
Verse 15
我用爱心说诚实话凡事长进连于元首基督
But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ
所以我们到教会里面呢到最后每一个都是连接到元首就是基督
And so when we come to Christ, come to church, we will all be connected to one another, eventually connected to Christ
也就是说在教会里面我们高举的不是人是神
And so in this church who we uphold and glorify is not people but Christ
他是元首他是头
He is our head
那这个叫做长大
And this is called maturity
那如果以人当头就不叫长大
But if we use a human to be the head then that is not being mature
长大是在基督里跟主耶稣连在一起
To be mature is to be connected to the body of Christ and to have Christ as our head.
16节。
Verse 16.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，在爱渐渐身体长，在爱中建立自己。
From whom the whole body joined and knit together by every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
所以到最后，我们每一个信徒是怎么连接在一起的
？So at the end, how do each member of the body connect with one another?
这里告诉我们
，Here it tells us，
全身是靠他联络而得合适。
That we are united by the body of Christ, the effective working of Christ in us.
我们是靠着主耶稣连在一起，不是靠着人的。
And so when we interconnect, it is not through people, but it is through Christ.
所以如果靠着人，这个人走了，这就散掉了。
If our faith is built on another person, then once this person departs, our faith will collapse.
但是靠着主耶稣连在一起。
But if we relate our faith to Christ,
谁走了，我们还在啊。
It wouldn't matter who leaves, our faith will still grow.
教会的合一还在啊。
And then the church will still be in one.
因为是靠着主耶稣连在一起。
Because we're knitted together through Christ.
那什么是靠着主耶稣？
And how do we rely on Christ?
在他的道理里面。
In his word.
在他的爱里面。
In his love.
还有他圣灵的感动。
And through the movement inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
是看不见的。
It is invisible to naked eye.
所以教会有一个看不见的力量把我们聚集成为一个身体。
So in this church, there is an invisible force that is putting us together with one another.
就是我们的主耶稣。
And that is through Lord Jesus Christ.
最后，在爱中建立自己。
Finally, to build up one another in love.
所以教会的成长是在爱里面的。
And so the growth of the body of Christ is edification through love.
这是非常重要。
And this is very important.
这个跟一个公司成长是不一样。
And this is different from the growth of a company.
神的本质就是爱。
God's nature is love.
没有爱的教会是变质的教会。
A church that's without love is a church that's gone astray.
所以我们要祷告，求神的爱充满在我们里面。
And so we must pray for this love of God to be filled in our church.
所以我们看到每一个人好像基督在里面感动我们这样。
That everyone that we see Christ within.
那我们就对慕道朋友，对每一个人，我们都会去关心。
And so we'll be filled with concern and love for every single person, whether it be true seekers or members alike.
这个叫做长大成熟。
And this is to become spiritually mature.
所以如果我们教会长大。
And so if our church can grow into maturity,
有基督的身量。
And to have the stature of Christ.
这是吸引人的教会。
This will be a very attractive church.
这是荣耀神的教会。
This will be a glorious church glorifying his name.
这是合一的教会。
And this will be a unified church.
这是有力量的教会。
This will be a powerful church.
这是我们追求的结果。
This is the purpose of our pursuit.
所以我们需要追求。
And so we must strive.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
232。There shall shine as bright a star in heaven, picture we are. And did that turn many to his righteousness, shall shine as the star above. And that a goal for to the work yet to do, with you that shall never decry. He strong the door and the promise bidding, that to the shall shine. It shall shine as bright a star in heaven, picture we are. And did turn many to his righteousness, shall shine as the star in heaven. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在最后要来祷告。
We'll have our concluding prayer.
我们要特别为着灵恩布道会来祈祷。
We pray especially for our spiritual convocation.
也为着身体欠安啊，一些需要的同龄来代祷。
We also pray for those who are in illness and infirmities.
所以如果我们要求圣灵，要求恩典，接受代祷，接受按手了哈，我们最后一次祷告，我们请都到前面来。
We ask anyone who has any special request to come forward to pray.
那我们现在一起来祷告。
And now we pray together.